This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I want you to imagine yourself in your grave and the angels, they approach you. They ask you the three all-important questions to see if you pass the test of life. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your prophet? Imagine you're in that state right now. Will you be able to answer those questions? You need to live by these answers so you can answer them in your grave. But a person can't live by something that he or she does not know. So you have to learn these things. For that reason, we have a Islamic studies program and we'd like to invite you to take a look at the program by joining our Telegram group at the link below. And if you like it, inshallah ta'ala, and you think this is something that could be suitable for you and you may be able to learn that your deen here, then you can register for the first year of our program and hopefully we see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-musaleen, Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we start our lesson today, I'm going to put some calculations on the board. What was that number called? Huh? Base number. Excellent. And do you guys remember the two groups of numbers that we took in the previous class? Who remembers them? Give me the first, but in order. Half and then being halved and then being halved, like that. Huh?
Half, quarter, and an eighth.
Right. Said half,
quarter,
and then an eighth. This was the first group, right? What was the second group? I want you to tell me, like how the sister suggested in the Q&A. Do you remember?
I was never asked that, so I quote.
Online?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. Go on. May Allah reward the sister. What was it? Two thirds. Half of two thirds? And then half of a third? Sixth. Al-Furud al-Muqaddara fi Kitab Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the fractions mentioned in the Sunnah, right? Huh? These fractions are mentioned where? In the Quran. Excellent. What's the base number? He said 24. He said 8. Anyone else? Huh?
24.
Why is it 24?
You go with the group 1 number and then I times the bottom number by 3.
Okay. So what did you do?
So I always go with group 1 number or fraction and I times the bottom number by 3.
So if 1/8 is found with any of the second group numbers.
He just basically took the least of the numbers. Huh? The base number in this scenario is? Is the noise alright? Just move this away maybe. We mentioned that if an eighth comes with the second group, the base number is going to be out of?
24.
Just take that as a principle. Some of our brothers who, mashallah, are very learned in mathematics, they have different ways of also finding the base number. It's not the only way, but this is one of the ways how to find the base number. Make sense? Tayyib, how much would this person get?
how much was left over, you divide that by 24.
Shall I give you guys a real life scenario?
Yeah.
وَلِأَبْوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٍ. طيب. We say that this is the dad. Allah says in the Quran, the parents, they will take a sixth each if there is a child in the equation. Eighth. Who takes an eighth? See who. Don't worry, we haven't taken this properly yet. But it's mentioned in the Quran. وَلَهُنَّ ثُمُن. When does someone get a thumun and with what condition? Huh? Excellent. وَلَهُنَّ ثُمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدْ. Right? صحيح؟ Did I say the ayah right? وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدْ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ. نعم. Is that clear? So who takes it? A wife. You got lost a little bit, don't worry about it. So someone passed away and he left behind a father, a wife and a son. So now what do you do? طيب, we mentioned that a dad is entitled to sixth, the wife is entitled to eighth, and then the son, he is, by the way, for those who don't know, and we'll be taking this section of fara'id today, inshaAllah ta'ala. Who inherits with al-fard? And who inherits with ta'asib? And who might be a residuary beneficiary and someone who has a specific amount that he is entitled to? Don't worry about all of that, right? You know what? I'm just going to wipe this all out because it's just going to confuse you guys at this point. I just thought I'd give you guys a real life scenario. طيب. How do we calculate this now?
24 divided by 6.
Because of course there's someone here, right? And there's someone here, and there's someone here. صح? How much does he get?
Four. It's three, so you do 24.
24 divided by? Eight.
Three.
Is?
Three.
It's not five?
Last one.
Three. 24, take away seven is?
Seven.
Or 15?
The residual beneficiary gets the remainder.
Then you have a residuary beneficiary. You guys remember the residuary beneficiary issue that we discussed? Huh? So you have those who have a specific amount allocated to them in the Quran, and they are the six fractions that we mentioned. Then there are those who are residuary beneficiaries. Alayhi kadalik. How much would this one get?
17.
17. Let me just put it back again now. Dad, wife, son. Okay? Why the wife will take an eighth, we'll come to that. Why the dad will take a sixth, we'll come to that. Why the son takes the remaining, we will come to that today, inshallah ta'ala. Make sense? At this point in time, I want you guys to just be able to calculate the Bayt number, which is a very, very crucial number. No, with black, right? I feel like a maths teacher. Huh? What's the base number? Why is it 12? We have what? A quarter. We mentioned that if a quarter now comes with the second group, what would the base number be out of? This is why, brothers, them qawa'id, them four principles I gave you guys, it needed to be like water today. Like quickly like that. Huh? If half comes with the second group, six. If a quarter comes with the second group, 12. If an eighth comes with the second group, 24. Make sense? طيب, what if a half comes with a quarter? We make the base number. What do we do? The biggest numerator or the biggest denominator? Denominator. واضح? طيب. So in this case, what would it be? 12. For those who are attending for the first time, if you don't understand, don't worry. Yeah? We're just playing around here. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إِذَا لَهُوتُمْ فَلْهُ بِالرَّمِي. When you want to play around, right? And you want to spend some time doing leisure, then do archery. When you want to have chit-chat, just want to sit around having talk with one another, what should you do? Speak about? Fara'id, inheritance. So we're just... طيب, how would we calculate it? What's 2/3 of 12? 6. Come on, brothers. Huh? I had 8, I had 6, I had 4. Huh? What you basically do is, if there is a fraction where the numerator is more than one, like in this case, here it's pretty clear. What do you do? 12 divided by 3 is? 4. 4 times 2. Like that. You divide by this, the way to remember is, because that which is normally under, you divide, sah? And then you multiply by the top. Sahih? For those who study maths, that's how you calculate fractions, hey? Huh? Even if you didn't attend the week before that, I'm sure you understand that part, right? No. Excellent. Is that clear, brothers? Who's used maths watch in the past? You guys know maths watch? Maths watch?
GCSE.
GCSE. I genuinely believe, ba'd Allah, it was maths watch that got me an A. But then I got a D for college. But that was January exam, then I left. But later on, alhamdulillah, I got my distinctions and I went to Loughborough University to do civil engineering. And perhaps that was khair. So what would that be? 12 divided by 3 times 2? 8. Hiya. 12 divided by 6 times 1. 12 divided by 4 times 1. You guys get now how to calculate it? Tayyib. I was going to ask how much you guys have in your bank account, but then we'll just take 20,000 pounds that Tahmeed has left behind. MashaAllah, he sells atar. He sells oud. Huh? Tahmeed, what would you do now to calculate how much each individual gets? Remember? What is the first mathematical step? Oh, you're right. Sahih. So how much is that? 8 plus 12, 2? 10, 13. This in al-fara'id is called al-awl. Al-awl. When each allocated amount is more than the base number. What we would do in this case is, Maybe it was a bad example to use. What we would do is, we would write 13 here. Instead of it being 12, it'd be 13. Yeah? Let's just change it about a little bit. But the whole idea, me giving you guys all these fractions, was to calculate the base number. Make sense? And then the remaining is, in this case, how much? 2. Hiya. Tahmeed left behind £20,000. What is the first step in distributing this £20,000?
So you do 20,000 divided by 12?
Excellent. 20,000 divided by?
12. Which is 1,666.
Divided by 12. And then what do you do? To allocate. Okay, you got 1.66666.
Yeah. And then you just
going to times 1.666.666, right?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Times, so now that number, times it by 8, and that's how much the first person will get.
Multiplied by? Take another one. Hey, yeah.
And then you do the same thing for the second person. So 1.666 times 2. And then you do times 2 again. And that's how much each individual person will get.
Huh. What's 1.666.6666 multiplied by 2? Normally what you would need to do is round it up. Okay? So you would say in this scenario, 0.67. Just to make your calculations a little bit easier. And then multiply that by 2 again is the remaining. Does it add up to 20,000, brothers? Does it add up to 20,000 when you make these calculations? Have I lost you guys here? It's pretty wild, right? It's pretty clear. No. You guys with me so far? Huh? Someone quickly do. Did you get 20,000?
Yeah,
it
adds up.
It all adds up to £20,000. I guarantee you guys, and we've only taken 4 lessons, right? If you were to now calculate how much each inheritor would get if you were to pass away today, you'd be able to calculate it very easily without any hesitation. Huh? Do you have parents?
Yeah.
Do you have a wife? Got a wife?
No.
You have children?
No.
You have any grandparents?
Yeah.
From your dad's dad?
I've got my grandmother from my mom, and my grandmother from my dad.
That would be very pretty simple. Inshallah ta'ala, after today's class, and then maybe another 2 classes, guys should be able to, calculate your own inheritance. A lot of the chapters that we take, like for example earlier, it nearly became 13, right? This is a chapter called Awl. Sometimes it's less than the base number. That would be called Bab al-Radd. These come later on. But most people's scenarios are pretty straightforward. Is that clear? Are pretty straightforward. We'll do one more inshallah ta'ala before we take today's class. But brothers, them 4 principles, I'll call it 4 commandments. And when it comes to the base number, it's very, very important. Try to have it like water. Try to have it like water. What's half six? How many do we get? Ten. So we'll take him out. Because we're not taking Bab al-Awl. Make sense? Okay, we're going to do this last one, inshallah ta'ala. £500 that he leaves behind. What's the first step? 500 divided by? 6. You get? 83.333. And then what do you do? واضح؟ طيب. Finding the base number, my beloved brothers and sisters, right, is the essence of fara'id. Later on, you'll come across so many different chapters, it still revolves around finding the base number. That base number, if you get that wrong, you'll be handing over chunks of money to the wrong people. And once you've distributed it, can you just say to the guy, "Oh, give me the money back"? He may give it back to you, but what if he doesn't? You're leaving, right, some of the inheritors waiting. He may need it at that time, but you've done it wrong. Even if you don't become like a strong student in inheritance, at least you have what? Huh? You have some sort of understanding in fara'id. Right? Surface level, ala al-aqal. That's why they say, i'lam shay'an min kulli shay'. Aw ta'allam shay'an min kulli shay'. Try to learn something from everything. Try to learn something from everything. You may not necessarily be correct in totality, this particular statement. However, makes a lot of sense. You try to take something from everything, at least you have found it, and then you build on each thing that you've taken.
Today we're going to take Salam. Today's topic is the inheritors
The male and female inheritors. الوارثون من الرجال والنساء. Who inherits? Who inherits? Is everyone from your relatives that inherit? Do you guys remember the three categories that we mentioned previously from those who may inherit? Do you guys remember? What was the first category? Huh? Ashabul Furud. Those who the Sharia has allocated a specific amount to or a specific share to. And we mentioned they are the six fractions that were mentioned in the Quran. And those it was allocated to. Who are the second category? My favorite term in English.
the residuary beneficiary. Right? And then you have a third category. What was the third category?
The ones connected by the female.
Na'am. Ar-Rahim, they call them. Ar-Rahim. If there is a female between you and the one above them, or that which connects between you and the one above, if that's a female, then Rahim. Very, very rare, very rare scenarios do they ever inherit. It's mostly between the first category and the second category. Are you guys with me? Now we need to know who are the male and female inheritors. Is that clear? Who are those of the first category and those of the second category? Who are they? Right? Is it my great uncle? Sorry, great father who might be alive? Does he inherit? Is it my foster parents? Do I inherit from them? Right? إلى آخره. We need to know who inherits. Let's start off with the men. I could have easily just listed all of them. The reason why I didn't list all of them was I want you guys to memorize it like this. Inshallah ta'ala, it'll get very, very easy. Let me explain something to you guys, right? Everyone pay attention. When you're done with taking the selfie, huh? You have the son, and then you have his children. You have the father, and then you have the one above them. How many is that already so far? Four. So you have the son, the father, the uncle, and then you also have brother. They are four, and then they branch out as well. Okay? So if you memorize, inshallah ta'ala, the father, the son, the brother and the uncle. Do you remember that they were the first four that I put on the board? They were the first four that I put on the board. And then they start branching out. Are you guys with me?
You said that a paternal uncle is a half uncle. And then I searched up and said that it's a brother-in-law.
A brother-in-law? Can't be the brother-in-law, because that's basically your wife's relatives. It's your wife's relatives. They don't inherit from you. طيب. So you have the father, the son, the uncle, and the brother. Them four are very, very clear. طيب. Father has a grandfather. The son has a son. The uncle then branches out to a paternal uncle, which is the one from the father, the half one. And then you have the full one, them two, and then they have kids as well. You guys with me? And then you have the brother, you have a half brother from the father's side, half brother from the mother's side, and you have the full one as well. And each one of them have what? Kids. An easy way to remember that, look, you have a full brother. Full brother. Let's put the in the middle, right? Full brother. Half brother from the father's side. Half brother from the mother's side. Right? You guys with me? And then his kids, and then the other one's kids as well. Everybody get that? That's already five out of the way on one side. Huh, you guys with me? And then on this side you have the uncle, the full one, the paternal one, then his kids, and then the full one's kids as well. Huh.
See their son? Is it only the half of them, not
the full one? The son? The one that passed away, his son.
No, I'm talking about his children.
Let's just say, for example, I have a brother called Ibrahim. Ibrahim is my full brother, the one I was sitting there in the corner. I also have a brother from my dad's other wife. That makes him my half paternal brother. Make sense? Naam. If he now had kids, his name is Abdul Hadi. If Abdul Hadi had now kids, they would become what? The sons here. Is that clear? Okay, the uncles. I have an uncle who's my dad's brother. Sahih? He's my what? My full. My dad, he has a half brother from his dad's side. That makes him also my uncle, but a half uncle, if that makes sense. You guys with me? Let me just, did everybody get that so far? So we have 14 written down here, and the number 15 is the one who freed a slave. They call him the mu'tiq. We'll come on to all of that. It might not even necessarily get there. If your father is alive, your brothers get nothing. Your brothers get absolutely nothing. So there are times when some are going to be deprived, some of them are going to be blocked. Maybe a better term to be using is so-and-so is blocked from inheriting. Okay? So how many on this side? Five or four? Four. How many on that side? Five. How many here? Two. How many on top? Two. Here we say we're in ala, here we also say we're in nazal. طيب. The example that is used here is the grandson. It could also be a great grandson, the great, 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 great. That's why they always say we're in nazal. Even anything that comes lower from that. But don't confuse yourself with that now. These are the 15. Right? 14 are written down here. The 15th one is the one who has freed his slave, which we don't necessarily need to speak much about. You brothers and sisters with me? Okay? Who can quickly go through all of them from the top of his mind? Always remember the four. Who are the four? The one above, the one under, the one on the left, and the one on the right. Who's under? Just look at me as the one who has passed away. Right? They even mention in the books, you will not become a faradi, a scholar in faraid, until you kill everybody that you know. What does that mean? Until you kill your children, you kill your father, you kill your neighbors. And what does that mean? That you go physically go out and start killing them? You start calculating, okay, so-and-so has passed away. Right? My dad, take him out of the equation. He's died now. Who inherits? Your son's passed away. Who inherits? Making all these calculations, it makes you what? Very skilled at calculating inheritance. طيب, the four now. Look at me as the one who's passed away. I have a son, I have a father, I have an uncle, and I also have a brother. Grandfather above. So it's my father and the great grandfather. My father and the grandfather. That's already what? Two. Son and the grandson. That's already four. And then you have my brother, my full brother, half brother from my dad's side, half brother from my mom's side. That's what? Three. My full brother has children. My paternal half brother also has children. They are what? That's another five. And then my uncle. My full uncle. And then you have the half uncle. And both of them have kids. That's another four. Right? Four plus two is how much? Eight. Plus five is? Huh? 13. How many left? 2. Who's the 14th one? The husband. Who's the 15th one? The one who is safe. Everybody get that? We're not going to stop our class until two brothers come up and they explain it the way I just did. The four. Huh? Antal, you come. No, you. Yeah.
That's it for me.
No, you come up here. Well, like I said, I could have what? Gone through all of that, listed it. But like this, you'll be able to memorize it. And I know how difficult it can be to memorize what? 15 of them. Huh.
So the four are the father, the brothers, the uncles.
So where's the father? Is he up, down, left, right, up?
And above him is the grandfather.
Above him is the grandfather, that's two.
So the son below.
Son below?
Anything below. So the grandson.
Grandson, anything below that comes after that. So how many is that altogether? Four.
Yeah.
Four, right?
Then you got the brother, so you got a full brother.
You got the full brother.
Half brother from the paternal.
Half brother from the paternal.
Half brother from the maternal.
Half brother from the maternal.
Four brothers' children. Four brothers, the full brother, his children, his sons.
Yes.
And then the half brothers from the paternal sons. Then you have the uncle.
That's how many altogether? Five. There's always five on the brother's side. Is that clear? So how many is that altogether? 5 plus 2 plus 2 is how many altogether? 9. Oh yeah.
Then you have the full uncle.
Full uncle.
Then you have the paternal uncle.
Paternal uncle.
And their children.
And their children.
Then you have...
That's what? 4 together. Did everybody get that? You have your full uncle, and then you have the paternal uncle. And both of them have kids. Taib, how many is that altogether? 13.
Then husband.
Husband.
And the one free to save.
Huh? And the one free to save. Jameel. Do you know who taught me this way, brothers and sisters? It was none of my teachers. It was this random brother who came to the haram. He decided to walk into the inheritance circles. The sheikh who runs all of these inheritance circles, right? He asked me to listen to some of those who wanted to start this program. Normally the sheikh will give you a paper. On this paper, there's two sides. One of the things that you have to memorize is who from the male or who from the men inherit and who from the female inherit. Don't worry, the female is very, very simple. So only 10 of them will take that next week, inshallah ta'ala. So you've got brothers, right? Picking up this paper, literally memorizing it, just like that. One after the other. One time a brother came, I think he was from Sudan, and the teacher was like, can you listen to him? So I'm sitting there, students are coming one by one, reading what's on the two pages. This brother was like, listen, I have a very easy way of memorizing this. Right? And then he said, you got four people. You got what? The son, you got the father, you got the brother, and you got the uncle. Just put these four together like that. Then go up a little bit, and then go down a little bit, and then branch out on your left, and then branch out on your right. I'm sure most of us are not memorized it, right? Huh? So you go up a little bit. Who's that? Grandfather. It's already two at the top. And anyone who goes over him, or is hiding him. So that's two already at the top. How many at the bottom?
Two.
You got the son and? The grandson. How many is all together? Four. Taib, then your brother. How many on that side? Five. So you have the full brother, the half paternal brother, the half maternal brother. That's three. The full brother has kids, and the paternal brother has kids as well. How many is that? Five. And then you have the uncle. Full uncle. Paternal uncle. I think everybody knows who the paternal uncle now is, right? My dad, he had a full brother. And then he also had a half brother. Because their father had more than one wife. Everybody get that? How many on that side? Four. How many is that altogether? 13. And then you got the husband who's by himself. I don't think anybody will forget the husband. Sahih. And then the one who frees the slave. That's 15 altogether. Husband. The wife passes away, she leaves behind the husband. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so now the wife passes. No. We're not speaking about husband and husband, eh? The reason why they're laughing is because. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Eh? خلي هذا. Huh? Don't worry about that now. Did everybody get that so far? This is the first time I've personally explained it to somebody. Because this brother, he came to read to me just before I left Al-Madinah. Wallahi, subhanallah. You know Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi says, someone will not become an alim حَتَّى يَأْخُذَ الْعِلْمَ مِمَّنْ فَوْقَهُ, until he takes knowledge from those who are higher than him, those that are like him, and those that may have less knowledge than him. So this brother now, right, has just started the inheritance course. And I've been studying it for months on end. He's now benefited me with something, right, that no teacher has ever taught me. Are you guys with me? Not even the teachers in the halaqat knew this method of memorizing the 15. It will be very difficult to forget this now. Would you guys agree with that? Instead of me giving you 15, look. Maybe you can zoom in here, right? The 15 are written just like that. If I say to you, sit down and say, Al-Ibn, Ibn al-Ibn, Al-Ab, Al-Ab, Al-Akh al-Shakhiq, Al-Akh al-Ab, you might find it a little bit difficult memorizing it. And then even if you did memorize it, you'll forget it. Everybody get that? One last person to come up. Come. Don't worry. No. Anta mashallah. By the way, it's not a promo for Sunnah much, eh?
So the person passes away.
Come here. Sit next to the book. Ta. Yeah. So they don't get confused at what's on the board. Aye?
Person passes away, he has his father, under him is his son, to the right is his brother, to the left is his uncle, full uncle. Then we start with the top, then he has his grandfather, on the bottom is his son, on his right, full brother, and then he has his two half brothers. Maternal and paternal, the full brother's sons and half brother paternal sons.
That's how many on that side?
So that's 5 on that side.
Jameel.
Two
at the top, two at the bottom.
Then left hand side is full uncle, then paternal uncle, and then both their sons.
Excellent. How many is that altogether? 13. We've got two left.
And then husband and freed slave.
Yeah, the one on freed slave. Did you before this study this before?
Yeah.
First time. And you've memorized it?
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah khair. Khalas, did everybody get that so far? Huh? Ahsanallahu ilaykum, mubarakallahu feekum.